Blackstone Audio presents On Deadly Ground by Michael Norman. Author's note: this book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. The above disclaimer aside, many of the environmental issues raised in the story are very real and extremely contentious throughout the West. Perhaps a few statistics are in order. The federal government owns more than 650 million acres across the U.S. Approximately 90% of that land lies in a dozen or so western states, including my home state of Utah. In Utah, the federal government owns 70% of the land. In neighboring Nevada, it's about 76%. In the early 1970s, a movement that started in Nevada quickly spread throughout many western states. This organized resistance to federal public land use policies became known as the Sagebrush Rebellion. The Sagebrush Rebellion's goal was to wrestle control of public lands away from the federal government and place it in the hands of state and local government. Supporters of the Sagebrush Rebellion have argued that federal lands rightfully belong to the states, and that states, not the federal government, can more effectively manage these lands. During the past 30 years, the Sagebrush Rebellion has lost momentum, but has never completely gone away. The principal reason for the failure of the Sagebrush Rebellion was the inability of the movement's proponents to sustain the legal argument that federal public lands truly belong to the states. Thus, public lands have remained under the federal government's control through oversight by federal agencies such as...